Good morning, 9/11 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update from Amy Dollar, who's in studio. Good morning, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. So, first day of spring. It's great.
I heard you saying that. Nick told me you said that. I was thinking you're both lying.
It's true.
It's pretty cold.
Well, this afternoon, I know.
I heard that. I heard that, and the sun makes noise.
Yeah.
We do listen.
So, I don't know what it sounds like, but that's what I imagine.
Yeah, I wish it'd be a little warmer, less windy for the first day of spring.
Upper 70s on Wednesday.
That
windy.
Will be nice.
It'll be windy because, you know, it goes without saying.
I hate the wind.
Yeah.
I can even in third person say Amy hates the wind. Yeah. I grew up in Enid. Do you think
it's windy
here?
You're an Oklahoman.
Yeah, no. I'm an Okie.
Yeah.
But yes, Enid is so flat and so windy, and then you have the Air Force Base, and that's just like a constant.
It's like
noise.
It's probably like Guymon. Like every time I'm in the Panhandle, it's just like uncontrollable wind. I mean, I've had times when I was driving my RV around, I just had to like stop and like sit in the Walmart parking lot for hoping it would die down because I'm like, I can't drive in this.
Yes, that's Caney though. Caney, I had that reprieve because it's kind of down in a little valley.
They got their wind blocked.
And so it's not quite as windy, but so moving on from the wind.
Right. Well, it's spring and we got all sorts of stuff opening back up again.
Oh yeah. My happy thing is when I got in the car, I said, well, the sun is shining.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So, you know, the mansion opened the first week in March and then I don't know if we talked about it before, but this is the 50th anniversary of the Brown Mansion belonging to CHS and being an open Coffeyville attraction. We are trying to celebrate that with CHS and with a series of fundraisers this year to celebrate the 50th anniversary. First, this is my favorite so far. First is Bourbon at the Browns. We're going to do that on May 6th at 7:30. That's Kentucky Derby Day. It's a Saturday.
Hey.
We'll do that at the Brown Mansion. There'll be a special presentation by Gunner's Bourbon Distillery from Sedan, Kansas, and that will be the featured bourbon we'll be trying. They had two different kinds of their wheated bourbon, made from Kansas wheat, by the way. Very cool. I don't know if other people really dig that, but I like that. Made regionally, made with your local stuff. And things that are exclusive. So I really enjoy that. So I'm anxious to get to sample it further. I did get to sample it like 10 a.m. on a Thursday with the Kansas tourism group, but that's not the right time.
Right.
Right time is 7:30 on a Saturday evening. Come and have our nightcap event. There will be the special presentation by Gunner's Bourbon Distillery from Sedan, Kansas. They'll talk about their entrepreneurship. That's kind of how I kind of tied it in. You know, Mr. Brown, he was really a self-starter and kind of an entrepreneur. You know, he started out in lumber pilings, and then he moved to Coffeyville. He owned a lumber yard, and then he moved on from there, found the natural gas, built the natatorium. So he is really a exciting business person to learn about and study. And I thought that and Gunners, when you hear their story, I'm not going to tell you their story. You do have to come and hear their story. Definitely come hear it at the Brown Mansion. But it is very interesting and really ties into Mr. Brown and kind of being a business and a self starter. So it's very, very interesting. And then we will have Martin Metzger and him partial band, and like him and Carlos, they will be performing for us. Martin and the Dead Guys, they've come and performed in Coffeyville before. They're a Coffeyville and indie favorite for sure, and they will be they're going to come and do some cool blues music for us, kind of tie in with the music and the atmosphere, and so that will be awesome. You know, if you have not seen Martin Metzger and his band and his group, you definitely need to. They are very cool. They'll, like I said, everything's gonna match in the mansion. It will be it'll be a very cool night.
That is neat. So is it kind of a little dressier sort of event sort of thing, or what are you thinking?
Well, you know, I have to say, come as you are. You buy a ticket, I'll take you however you want. But I would say, if you want to be cool, wear your fedora.
Oh, there you go.
Wear a hat. You know, or you don't even have to do that. It's Kentucky Derby Day. I will have a hat on because I always wear hats.
Well, of course.
But you know, if you want to dress cool and match with the night, you come as you are, but come happy and
if
dress
you wanna
how you feel.
Take your carriage to the Brown Mansion.
Yes, you can do that.
Great.
That would be awesome. Great. You could pull right up there to the poor kosher, and you could and step off, and anyway, we will bring you in the front door. When I go out there, I always go in through the kitchen, so you know, it'd be nice to come in through the front door, right? And not through the gift shop. I think it's always kind of fun to go through that grand entrance.
Oh yeah,
there.
Yeah. You're not just coming through the employee entrance.
Yeah, or the normal guest entrances through the gift shop there, and you get. So I know that we will have a. We'll have some cocktails along with the, they'll have a presentation of the bourbon and a tasting of the bourbon. And I know a lot of people, it might be, you know, they might like it to taste it straight, but then it might be more enjoyable to try in a cocktail. So we will do some cocktails, that will match and kind of celebrate the flavors in the bourbon. I know we're going to do a mint julep for sure. Cause like I mentioned, it's Kentucky Derby Day. And then when I met with Gunners, they have some crafted cocktails that are made specially for their bourbon that we will get to present and try there at the mansion that evening. So I'm excited about that. It's like you can look up stuff or get an idea, a recipe from someone else, but something that's been crafted especially for that specific drink, I think will be very interesting and probably taste good. And then we'll have a, you know, the charcuterie or snacks. We've got a local person that's helping with that, and I'm excited to help promote her business as well. We've got, it'll be a good fun night for fundraising. You know, the mansion is just unique in itself. It's very important to Coffeyville. And when I, you know, when people come into the Condon Bank or come in the chamber and we visit and I tell them as the tourism director, hey, I tell them about the mansion along with everything else I tell them. I always say, you know, it's when you go visit some other places, and I don't know if it's all historic homes, but most, actually every historic home I've ever been in, except for this one, is not been there items, you know, and well, at Marlin Mansion, if it was something that belonged there, they had it marked, you know, so that was how kind of rare that is. And in the mansion, there's nothing marked or nothing labeled because everything is theirs. It's their stuff. It's their things on the wall. It's their furniture, their books, their recipes in the cabinet, you know, and that's what I really enjoy when you go and you're in the kitchen and you peek over to see the cook's pantry and all those books and all those recipes, those were theirs, you know, those were belonged to the Browns and were used. And that's what I think makes it so unique to our area and just unique as a historic home in general, is because it's their stuff. And I always like to say in a funny way, you know, it's a one owner home. There weren't a lot of people that lived there. They didn't, you know, I always kind of compare it with the Marlin Mansion, you know, they built it and they couldn't really live there, you know, and they ran out of money. And this was a home. This was a home built for a family and to have children. And so when you walk in there to have a tour, or you walk in there for an event, you feel that welcomeness and that home feeling that I don't think you feel at a lot of other places like that.
Yeah, no, I lived in. It's definitely that's a really neat thing about it.
It is. Great. I liked that lived in. Yes,
lived in. Yeah,
lived in sounds like when you talk about my kid's bedroom or something. That looks lived in, you know. Right. But yeah, it is definitely. So the tours, if you want to go on a tour of the Brown Mansion, it's Tuesday through Saturday at 1 p.m. and at 3 p.m. You can get there a few minutes early, and it takes about 45 minutes or so. Yeah, it depends on how engaged you get or how big of a group it is. I think sometimes if there's a smaller group, it might, you know, you get more engaged and conversing. Oh, yeah. It might take a little longer, but it's a lot of fun. If you there are also combo passes. So if you want to go to the museum and the mansion, you can buy a combo pass at either location. It'll save you a little bit there, and you don't have to use them on the same day. And so that's nice. If you want to know more about bourbon at the Browns, there is a link on CoffeevilleHistory.com under 50th anniversary. You can buy your tickets there, or you can come into the chamber. Wait a few minutes. I need to make them. But we will, but you can buy them online right now. And if you have any questions, you can go on the Coffeyville, the Brown Mansion Facebook. You can, you know, since I'm involved, you can email Visit Coffeyville, or you can call the chamber and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have.
That's great. And you've been open here just really for a few days, you know, this kind of the start of March that the mansion's been reopened for tours and everything.
Yes. And I had a board meeting out there, and it was, you know, it was gorgeous, of course, it decorated to the hilt and everything out and shiny and ready for this season. And as I say before, and I will say again with the fear of being redundant, if you have been to the mansion, if you say, oh, I've gone to Candlelight Tours, but I haven't ever gone on a regular tour, go on a regular tour. Yes. I'm going to look at the camera, go on a regular tour. if you have been there during a regular tour, but it's been a few years, go back because there's new things that they put new things out. Linda, the curator, does a really good job of finding things that are locked in the cabinets and helping display them. So go and see it again. And then, of course, the fundraisers come to Bourbon at the Browns, come to our fundraising event and celebrate and help fundraise for the mansion. It is beautiful. It is old, but it needs help.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, get those tickets now so that, you know, it's done. It's all taken care of. Of course, give Amy a few minutes to.
Yes. You know, or you can go online right now and get them. That's easier anyway. And then there won't be tickets sold at the door because it'll be a limited. We can't fit a million people into the area, so it'll be kind of a limited event. So yeah, like James
said,
another
reason to buy them now.
Hurry up. Yes,
absolutely. Well, anything else you want to share, any other history stuff that you've been looking into right now, or have you been pretty busy here?
Well, I haven't got to do a lot of history stuff, so I've been busy getting ready for tourism season, and then spring break we've had a lot of visitors.
Great.
But I will be going to the Dalton Days in Longview, Texas, April 1st. It's not that far of a drive. It's like 5 hours straight down Indian Nation Turnpike. It's easy peasy to get there.
It's not as bad as I would think. Yeah.
No.
You know, we always think that Texas is so much farther away than it is.
No, it's really not. Yeah. And then it's like the speed limit's like 75, 80 miles an hour or something like that. I mean, you can get down there fast.
Heck, when you get down to Texas, those two lanes are like 85, and I'm like, ah, what the heck?
I'm talking about in Oklahoma. Get on there and you fly down there. Yeah. But if you are very interested in the Dalton reenactments and the Dalton history, it's very fun to see both the different reenactments and kind of get to experience that. So I encourage you to, of course, you come to ours, but I encourage you, if you're interested, it is a short drive and it is a lot of fun, but we will be there telling everybody about Coffeyville and inviting them to our Dalton Defender Days and to come see our museum. And it worked really well last year. We're hoping it'll help promote again. So that's just everything. It's starting to warm up, things are popping off, things will be, go visit the museums, the mansion, the Aviation Museum.
Yes.
I almost forgot.
Yes.
See, you'll have to. The Aviation Museum, April 22nd, they are having an event. It'll be Saturday, noon to 4 or 1 to 4. I really wish I would have brought my flyer. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So there'll be a hot air balloon there.
Oh, okay.
The derailed commodity will have it'll be tethered, but there will be, an active working hot air balloon for you to experience and see. And they'll demonstrate it and then a man named Mr. Nix, he does a Wilbur Wright presentation. Oh. He will be doing a presentation that day. So I think that will be very interesting. There'll be kite flying. Hot dogs in history from the Lions Club will be for about an hour there. I will definitely send you a flyer so we can put it on the community calendar, or Lisa will bring you one. If you have any questions about this event, contact Lisa Brookover. I love her aviation events. They always seem like a fun day up there. It's interesting. Little kids like airplane stuff. Actually, a lot of people like airplane stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a good day to go out there. And then Wilbur Wright, you don't hear a lot. We learned about the Wright brothers, but it'll be a great and interesting refresher for people who already know about it. But then for people who don't know, it will be a lot of fun to go and experience. So that'll be April 22nd at the Aviation Heritage Museum.
Okay. Well, Amy, always great to have you on, and just a lot of stuff getting ready, cranked up as we get into spring.
And spring, it's fun, and the tourism, and like I said, the people coming in. I had so many people last week, and I love it. That's my favorite part.
That's
all
great.
The people from everywhere and visiting. And
I see a lot of people downtown taking pictures and stuff. So.
And we'll see a big group walk by and go in the museum, and we'll know. We'll turn on the icy machine and be ready.
Yep.
All right, they're coming.
Spring break is a great time, and heck, summer's not going to be too far around the corner.
No, it's not. It'll be a lot of fun, and we're and a shout out to our NAFI worker that comes and works for us there at the chamber. Baylor, he is repainting the outlines in Death Alley and the Horseshoe Prince.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They'll be nice and fresh for tourism. And if you guys haven't seen them in a while, go down there. They got a fresh coat of red paint, and it's really looking good.
Excellent. So. Go check it out. All right. Well, Amy, thanks so much for coming in, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Well, thank you very much. Y'all have a good day.
All right. And we'll be back to Open Line here in just minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.